Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 32, Common Energy Leaks and How to Plug Them. This episode covers common energy leaks that drain people's energy, how to plug these and live a more stress-free, peaceful, focused life. So we all know the feeling of being drained, mentally, physically, emotionally. All parts of our life suffer from work and training to personal and relationships, and our zest for life can disappear. In this episode, I'll run through the main energy leaks in our life and how you can work on plugging them. This will enable you to live a much more stress-free life with your energy spent focused on the things that improve it. I think this podcast has come at a good time since I've dropped off the podcast for 2 weeks. First time all year. The stuff I'll be going through in this episode is stuff that I'm back working on again. So yeah, a timely episode. I was just checking there. The podcast was one of the goals for this year, to actually get consistent with it, because I love listening to them and I want to be consistent now putting out my own. So I had missed... I missed 2 weeks in total since the start of the year. We're nearly halfway through, so not too bad. But then, yeah, I missed two in a row, which is not good. But look, no matter how many times we fall off the path, we don't settle, we get back on it. And how did that happen? Yeah, I missed the 1 week, and then the next week, I actually totally forgot about it until I was at a wedding on Friday, driving to the wedding Friday morning, and I was like, fuck. I mean, meant to do the podcast the day before. So obviously made little changes to my plan to make sure I don't miss it. I always left it till the end of the week, which obviously isn't working. So let me dive back into it. Yeah, so for today, common energy leaks and how to plug them. I'm going to start this off with an analogy. Okay, so I have some surface level info for you, then some of the deeper stuff. But before we get into that, the best analogy for this is a sinking boat. Okay, so with the sinking boat, you have two options here. You can get in with a bucket, start scooping out the water, feel like you're doing something, think you're doing the right thing, but you're not at all. The boat is going to continue to sink. Versus, we can actually start looking for the leaks and plug them, which is going to be the long-term answer to stop the boat sinking. Okay, so this great analogy, I don't know where I heard it from, it obviously stuck with me, hence me passing it on to you, but it's a great way to describe, the energy leaks in our life. Because most people, like most of the stuff we're kind of told, it's all just surface level stuff. It's all just scooping out the water, but it's not really solving the main problem of actually plugging these leaks. So that's what we're going to be getting into today. So on the surface level ones, go through two points that will just help you kind of quickly that you can incorporate, which are open loops versus closed loops. And then point two is not having a plan. So these would be the quicker ones. Open loops versus closed loops. If you haven't heard of this before, basically an open loop is something that isn't finalized in your mind. So, for example, it could just be something in work. You know, it could be a project in work where your manager is meant to give you feedback on it and you're kind of waiting for that feedback, and then he doesn't give it to you by the end of the day, and then you're going home thinking, oh, did I do a good job? Did I do a bad job? Is he happy? Is he not happy? And that open loop is going to lead to a lot of mental activity until the loop is closed, which you don't exactly know when it's going to be, but you've definitely having one night of kind of more mental activity and anxiety, etc. there. So this goes for everything across work, relationships, whatever it is. When loops are open, our mind tends to be a lot more active because our brain is a prediction machine. It's trying to predict the future in terms of safety. So that's why it's not great with loads of open loops. There's going to be a lot of mental activity. Then the other side, closed loops, which I think you can guess now. When the loop is closed, when you have kind of whatever answer you're looking for in terms of that problem. Because that, again, the brain, it's always trying to figure out problems. And once it's kind of closed off and you have your answer, there's a lot less mental activity. So that's what we want to do. That's a kind of quicker one where maybe you've heard of that, maybe you haven't. But if you haven't, you can start incorporating that straight away. Like, here's a simple tip is, before you go to bed, if you have open loops, you can write them down. And it's a weird thing. I think there's some science behind it. You know, I'm more like following the results. I tried it, it worked for me. Don't care if there's science behind it or not. But basically, just by writing down the open loops, it's like you're leaving them for your future self tomorrow. You're closing the loop tonight by writing it down. Because even the act of writing it down means that you're definitely not going to forget it. Because if they're written on your notepad or whatever, or even on your computer, and future you tomorrow is going to see it and is going to take care of it. So that's something that's just a small thing. Any kind of open loops that you have, work, relationships, whatever it is, just writing them down. It's literally like kind of taking it out of your head, putting it on the paper so your mind can relax and go to sleep. And then tomorrow, your brain will pick it up again from the paper. that's just a simple one. Open loops versus closed loops. Second one then is not having a plan. Okay, so you need to have a plan. If you've been on the email list, you would have got like my quarterly planners, weekly planners. You can DM me or email me if you don't have them. But plans are so important. It doesn't have to be the best plan, but you need some sort of plan. Because another view on anxiety, I think Jordan Peterson might have said this, was another way you can look at anxiety is having too many options. And I don't know if he gave this example or not, but again, analogies are great. That's what sticks in your head. They were on about being in a forest. So if you're in the middle of a forest, think of when will you be more anxious? If you see road signs for the way out, and it's like, if you follow this, you'll be out of here in 20 minutes. You're not going to be that anxious, are you? You know the way out and you have the plan of where to go. But what if you're in the middle of a forest and you don't know where to go? And there's five different ways to go. Do you think you'd be more anxious? Of course you will. So it's like, that's just a kind of a good frame on it, that like anxiety can be just too many options. You can think of like going out to a restaurant either. You know, looking at the menu first. There's always someone isn't looking at the menu for too long. I'm the boring guy who's like, oh, I know what I want. Same thing every time, most of the time. But yeah, there's always people like, there's too many options there. Oh, I might go for this, I might go for that. And just so much mental activity. So it's just having the plan really helps. And then understanding open loops versus closed loops. They're kind of two quick things you can start implementing in your life to reduce some of these energy leaks. So to go a bit more into deeper level, then how many points have I here? 1, 2, 3 points here. Yeah, so this is the kind of deeper stuff. So the first one, we've raising the stakes. Okay, so I'll just name the three so I can close that loop for you and you're not wondering. So raising the stakes, overthinking, and then the third one I had was not letting go. Okay, so we'll go through these. First one, raising the stakes. The great analogy here is a poker analogy. And I've gone through this myself. Like, this is all coming from the Mental Freedom course. All this information is coming from a small module in the Mental Freedom course. So I've kind of lived through a lot of these examples. But in your day-to-day life, there'll be two kind of people. There'll be some people that, like in the poker game, they go all in with their chips. And other people are just kind of laying down one or two chips. And think of it like that. We even go back to the poker game. Who's going to be more like anxious and wasting mental energy? The guy who goes all in on most of the moves, or the guy who just, you know, throws in one or two chips? Obviously the guy who goes all in, because when you go all in, it's a big deal and you know there's a lot more consequences and you're going to be more anxious, you're going to be more nervous and all that kind of stuff. But that's a great analogy for life, because most people, through not having the deep self-awareness you can get through doing the mental freedom work, that's how they will go through life without even noticing it. And again, a work example, oh, they're working on some project, it's an important project, and in their mind they're like, they've gone all in. If I don't perform very well here, I could get fired. Like, this could be it. That's gone all in. Compared to the other guy being like, I know I can keep working on my skills. I'm a pretty good worker. I try hard. I keep trying to level up. So I'm going to do my best here. It's not going to be the end of the world. If it doesn't work out, I'm sure I'll have another chance in this job. Or if not, I'm going to be able to get another job. Like, it's, you know, he's putting in one or two chips there. It's not to say he's not going to try his hardest or anything like that. He will. But you can see the different beliefs and emotional states that will come from the two different perspectives there. Okay, so like that's, and again, relationships as well, going on a first date thinking, oh, you know, have to go all out here, if I don't get past the first date, never going to meet someone, all that kind of stuff. Again, it's just pushing all the chips in, and when you do that, you're going to have the emotions that come with going all in, which is things like more anxiety, draining your energy, etc. Okay, so that's, yeah, so many people do that. That maybe kind of resonate with you, definitely resonated with me. Lots of things in my life that's just, you know, we think that's how we are. We've gone through that for all, like, from a kid up into your adult life, and that's all you know. So you think, oh, that's the way life is, but it's not. That's just the way that you are, through your beliefs that you have. But through changing your beliefs, you can change your emotional experience of life. So that's the first one, raising the stakes. Once we learn to not raise the stakes for everything, because, you know, the line here that really helped me back then is, there's no end, there's only evolution. That's a fundamental truth of the world. Like, there is no end. There's only evolution. Well, you could say maybe when you die, other people would still even disagree. But just like day-to-day life, there is no end. There's only evolution. So that job, if that job ended, your career isn't over. It's just an evolution. You're going through a new stage where you'll get a new job and you'll evolve and go through that way. Like, it's not over. Same with training. You hit a plateau in training or you get injured. It's not the end. It's just, you know, you can only evolve from here and go off through different paths. Same with relationships. Oh, if your marriage ended or whatever, it's not the end of your relationships forever in your life. It's just more evolution has to happen. You'll go off in different paths. So that was a kind of quick frame that helped me to realize, oh yeah, Mark, you're doing that thing again. You're going all in. There's no end. It's just, there's like, and even what really helped me there too, think if you got all the things you want to happen, if they actually happened, cool, then what? It's not over. It'll go again and branch out to more choices and branch out to, like, if you got the woman you wanted, that's not it. Like, you have to work on that relationship. If you get the body you want, you have to work to maintain that. If you did great on that project and then you got promoted, is that it now? No. There's more things. You have to keep working again. So that's why it's so important to work on the mental freedom, because once you get those things, the anxiety and things that you have that you think will go away once you hit certain points of your life, that's not how it works. You'll go through them and find out that, oh, it's actually to do with you. It's not to do with the outside world. So I'll leave that one there. That's raising the stakes. Second one I had down was overthinking. Okay, so I was a big overthinker. A lot of people are as well. The way I was going to phrase this is, I think it's the easiest way to say is, like, when we're not aware of our thoughts. Okay, we're overthinking. We're not aware of our thoughts, because it can go through starting off with a thought seed, then it goes into a thought stream, and then it goes into a thought loop. Okay, so for example, the one I made up about the project, I'll just stick with that. Excuse me, a thought seed, or sugar. I actually forgot to include this thing in the project that could be useful. That's the seed. Now the stream will happen of, oh yeah, maybe did I do something like that before? Was that a bit important? Someone else used that in a different project. Yeah, oh, I actually probably should have used that. Could this be the difference now between, me getting that promotion, not getting that promotion? You can see it's starting to go into a stream, and then you can start looping in it. And looping in it is when you keep going through the same thoughts in your head, but you're not really doing anything about it or progressing. And we all know that. So, and that's, I probably should have pulled up stats of, like, the time we spent each day not in the present, or aka thinking, overthinking. And I think we're like less than 10% of the day is actually present in the moment, which means it's probably 90 something percent where we're in our head with these thought seeds, streams and loops. So it's just becoming aware of this is the first thing. There is different mind control practices that I do and that I teach clients as well to become aware of this and to work on it and to reduce it. And it's amazing, life-changing stuff. It really is. If you think of the analogy that I use, is it's like your mind goes from a busy nightclub to a kind of calm, cozy, quiet pub. That's how you can get. And it's again, it's like your body. It's never going to be something. You have to work on it a bit every day, because the internet age, Instagram, all this stuff, it's all attacking our attention, and it's all making us overthink. And yeah, we're not really in the environment for mental peace, you could say. So yeah, something that has to be constantly worked on. And another kind of angle on it as well, which is so true, is that overthinking, like, I really don't like when we label things as that's someone that you are. Like, oh, I'm an overthinker. No, you just overthink now, currently, but that's not like who you are. So the real truth of it is that overthinking is just unskillful use of your imagination. That's what it is. Like, you haven't been taught how your mind works and how to actually train your mind to be more skillful. And that's what you can do. It's a skill, same as learning to ride a bike, learning to juggle or whatever. When people are saying, oh, I'm an overthinker, nothing I can do about it. That's like, you see someone cycling a bike, you don't know you can learn, and you try once and you fall off, you try again, you fall off. You're like, oh, I'm just a person who can't cycle a bike. it's just not the case, but that's what you believe. And it'll become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So on the overthinking is an unskillful use of your imagination. I've actually done podcasts on this one before, deeper dives. So podcast number 13 was understanding your emotions, and podcast number 14 was that one. Overthinking is unskilled use of your imagination. So if you want the deeper dives on those, go back and listen to those episodes. So then that was the overthinking one. We'll go down into... Oh no, sorry, one more part of that now. Let me check. How long am I talking here? Oh, we're just about 50 minutes in. Okay. Yeah, so we'll go a little bit more into this one then. The overthinking is going to be coming from disempowering base of beliefs. This stuff will be covered in those other episodes that I talked about. So with this, to try and kind of sum this up in a few minutes, you can only experience your emotions through the lens of your beliefs. Okay, so we'll just go with this little kind of nugget for now. So you can only experience your emotions through the lens of your beliefs. Think of it like sunglasses. I have certain beliefs, you have certain beliefs. They're my belief sunglasses. you have your own belief sunglasses. We could be outside in the same park. It won't look the same because I see through my glasses, you see through your glasses, your belief glasses. So our experiences of reality will actually be different. So we're all in the same physical space, but we all have different, we all live different realities simultaneously. Maybe slightly confusing, but this is the truth of it once you kind of dive into it. So to go back to that line, we only experience our emotions through the lens of our beliefs. I can actually link that back. I was going to do a different one. I can actually link that back into the poker example. If I believe that, you know, that this project is do or die, I can only experience emotions through that belief, which is going to be things like anxiety. So it's going back to what I'm saying. If I believe, like I've been in this situation too before, in 9-to-5s, where I literally don't give a shit because I know I'm going to leave and this life isn't for me. So my beliefs there are like, I don't give a fuck. Like, fire, what? I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do. If I feel like working, I will. If I don't, I don't. That was my belief on it. What do you think my emotions were? Was I anxious? Was I nervous? No, because I didn't give a shit. And like, even that's a good example I've never really used before, but it makes so much sense when I reflect back on it, because I didn't know this mental freedom stuff at the time. But, you know, some people would have said, Mark, you're cool as ice. Like, you know, and I was in a high pressure job. This is in Facebook, you know, you're cut very quickly if you're not able to do the work. And I just always remember one colleague always just in shock, like, Mark, how are you not stressed? How are you not whatever? I never said the truth, but the truth was the beliefs I had that this place isn't for me. I'm not going to be here very long. I'm just waiting until I build up enough clients to leave. So through my belief sunglasses, my emotional experience was different. Like, he was a lot more nervous, stressed about meeting all his targets, because he had the different beliefs. So you can see there, we only experience our emotions through the lens of our current beliefs. And I'm adding in current beliefs there because you can change your beliefs. You have certain beliefs installed in you through your life, all the way from even before you were born in the womb, through your whole childhood, all the way up to now. So just like a computer, they've been installed in there for you, deep down, and you don't even know it. But they can be changed through this work. So again, think how life-changing that can be. The beliefs that you've had all your life, which gives you the emotional experiences that you've had all your life, they can be changed. Because if you change your beliefs, you're going to change the sunglasses that you wear, and then you're going to see the world differently, and you're going to get a different emotional experience from it. So it really is amazing. Like, once you adjust your beliefs, you adjust your emotional experience of the world, which is massive. Like, what we think of, like, our experience of life, we're really saying our emotional experience. Like, that's the things we feel. So to think that you actually have control to live in a more empowered way and not keep looping in negative emotions that you don't like, things like anxiety, things like depression, like whatever it may be, like, that you have a part to play in this too. So we'll move on then to the final one, which was not letting go. So this is another big mental drainer. Okay, so, you know, the whole topic of this was kind of around the energy leaks view, but yeah, not letting go. This is going to drain a lot of energy. So let me see now how I'm going to link this back in. What notes had I here? Start thought seed. Yeah, okay, so again, as I was doing the mental freedom work, this made so much sense to me, where I'm a big logical person. Has its pros and cons. You know, the cons, which we kind of got to, is you can become a big overthinker and get stuck in these loops. But another element is not understanding more about how the brain works. So there's been some studies done where, you know, again, the analogy was an emotional cabinet. So, for example, if you get angry and thinking that you can logic your way out of that anger while you're in it is not exactly how it works. And I would have got stuck like that, like, oh, I'm in the moment of anxiety or whatever, thinking I can logic my way out, or in the moment of anger, thinking I can logic my way out. Not exactly how it works. And a better way to think of it, which was through that study, is that when we get a certain emotion, you can think of it like a cabinet, okay? So the top drawer is anger, you know, the middle drawer, happiness, the bottom drawer, anxiety, we'll say. Once you're in that cabinet, it's very hard to logic your way out of it. It's much easier once you've let go of the emotion, which is not going to happen right there in the moment. Because otherwise, think of it like me. Like, let's say if I was angry, so I've opened the anger cabinet, I'm in the anger cabinet, flicking through the docs. All my kind of logic and thinking in there, it's just going to be thoughts associated with anger. And that's what the study showed, which is very interesting, that, like, that your emotional state is going to drive the thoughts. So all those thoughts are going to be stemming from anger, which is not going to help you. You're going to go deeper into the cabinet. So that's why, yeah, why the concept of letting go is so important. And have I done a podcast on that? I don't remember off the top of my head, but I will at some stage. We won't go into it now. But letting go is so important, because once you let go, that's like coming out of the cabinet, shutting it, and now you can actually use your logic in the way that you wanted to before, but you weren't. And this is massively going to help. What was the title again? Yeah, the common energy leaks. Yeah, like letting go is one of the biggest ones for stopping all these energy leaks. And, you know, the quick analogy on being able to let go is it's like a kettle. It's like a kettle that's, you know, it's just on the range, or a pot that's kind of starting to boil and you can hear it. It's going to blow if someone doesn't move it. And that's what happens with us. All these emotions that we don't know what they mean. We don't know where they came from. We can't handle them. Don't know how to manage them. And then we're going to explode at some point, whether that's you crying, whether that's you having an outburst of anger, whatever it is. And that's just let a bit of pressure out. You know, the pressure cooker is another one. That just lets a bit out. But then it's going to bubble up again, and it's going to happen again. And that's just going to be your life. And it's going to be one with lots of energy leaks, lots of negative emotions, and lots of, you know, mental energy drained. But once you learn to let go in your own way, there's no best way. But once you learn how to let go, that's when the pressure cooker is going to go way down. And now, again, much more control over your mind, much more peace. And yeah, as we said in the first analogy about the boat, you're actually starting to plug some of those leaks now. So I think we might leave it there. What are we in now? Oh yeah, 21 minutes. Okay, so there we go. Hopefully some of them were useful. If you're kind of new to this stuff, the surface level ones, the open loops versus closed loops, having a plan, because anxiety, part of it is having too many options. And then the deeper level stuff we talked about, the raising the stakes, the overthinking, and the disempowering base of beliefs. And then the third one was not letting go. So again, there's other podcasts that kind of go a bit deeper onto that. So yeah, just so I actually wrote a little conclusion here. I try to make sure I say these things too. I wrote out the points for this podcast, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and I meant to record this one 2 weeks ago, but I think I was actually just like, look, this isn't good enough. I need to kind of go over it again. I'm going to do it tomorrow. And then I never did it. So a bit of perfectionism there. That would have held me back so much. And I'm way better at it now. Hence me doing this one. I didn't actually re-prep it. I just said it was fine. I'm going to go for it. But yeah, so just no one has all this stuff figured out. Like, it's always going to be a work in progress. But I actually read a little conclusion there. So it said, yeah, once you build a deeper self-awareness, you'll be able to identify the biggest energy leak and plug them. Yeah. Should have actually said that along the way, that once you do build deeper self-awareness, you'll be able to identify, and as you'll see, it's mainly coming from these basic beliefs, which I did talk about. Yeah, so that's it. So three ways I can help you then. We have the Physical Freedom Program. That's where we overcome chronic pain and injury and reach your athletic potential. We have the Mental Freedom Course. That's a module from today. This is where you can stop looping and suffering and learn to skillfully navigate your own mind. Lifestyle Design University then. That's where we avoid the biggest regret of humanity and learn to design the life true to ourselves. For the follow, contact Dane. We've got the website, documentaries up there as well if you haven't seen it. And Instagram, that's where I put up most content. That's where I'm most active. So you can DM me on Instagram or email me at guidedandsettled@gmail.com. So that's it for this week. Going to be consistent again now. Hopefully rest of the year, one every week. I guess time will tell. So don't settle, live true to yourself. Don't.